This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, and we're very pleased to be joined by Charles Ortel on the Money with Charles Ortel to comment on a story about the biggest bank in the solar system and the most important banker in the solar system. This reported Bloomberg about Jamie Dimon's recent visit to China. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company Chief Executive Officer Jamie Dimon said he regrets making a quip that his bank is likely to outlast China's Communist Party. The quote, "I regret and should not have made that comment," said Mr. Dimon at the bank. "I was trying to emphasize the strength and longevity of our company." Charles, a very good day to you. Did this comment, when you read it, make you laugh? Did it make you squirm? Does this suggest that Jamie Dimon is unsure about the Chinese Communist Party? And why the apology? Why the need for it? Good evening to you, Charles.
Good evening, John, and hi, Gordon. I think it is very regrettable that Jamie Dimon would back off his initially quite prescient comment. I mean, after all, for much of my life, I've been operating under the assumption that the United States is not friendly with the Chinese Communist Party. Indeed, that we'd like to see the Chinese Communist Party and all communist parties disappear from the face of the earth. So I think he was, as a private citizen, as an American, quite right to say that. I wish American foreign policy were more straightforward about this and didn't kowtow to the Chinese Communist Party. And I think, frankly, it's in the interests of America and of the Chinese people for leaders like Dimon to stand up and say what he originally said rather than backtrack as he has, obviously under pressure.
Gordon, your thought when you first heard Jamie Dimon's original comment, and I'll read it for everybody if anybody missed it. "The Communist Party is celebrating its 100th birthday," said Mr. Dimon earlier in the week. "So is J.P. Morgan, and I'll make you a bet we last longer." That's it. Gordon, what did you think when you read that comment?
I thought that I was very surprised that he would actually say that. But I think there's truth in this. And there's truth because you've got the debt crisis in China. They've got an amount of debt that they can't reconcile. And that does call into question the sustainability of the People's Republic. So I think that Dimon really does believe that China is fragile. He got himself a little bit in trouble in Beijing for saying it, but I think it's true.
You have a question for Charles, Gordon.
Charles, when you look at the debt crisis in China, what do you see occurring, for instance, in the next 6 months, maybe 9 months, as China tries to deal with Evergrande and other debtors?
Well, I think we've been saying they're at the end of their rope for a while, but the mountain of debt that has been piled on this economy and is being wedded to the notion that it can suck and control natural resources around the world and pipe finished goods and products around the world into big markets like the United States forever with no reaction. It's a foolish strategy. It didn't work for Japan, and Japan in its recent period was not militaristic the way the Chinese are. So I really think the Chinese are about to learn a very difficult lesson here, that you can't spend as much money as they're spending on the military, project themselves outside their home base, and also run economically illiterate internal financial policies. And I hope that there's real change in China, that we can that actually the yoke of the Chinese Communist Party can be taken off the people.
Gordon, the puzzle about doing business in China is that we're told not to do business in China. I believe the U.S. Congress, the president, several presidents have indicated that it is not wise to transfer any of your personnel or your stockholders' belief in your ability to generate profits to China, because there's non-transparency, there's finagling, there's intellectual property theft, and there's, what you'd have to say, whimsical shutting down of businesses because of remarks here and there. I reference Marriott Hotels, for example, about how they've been intimidated by China. So why does a bank continue to do business with China, Gordon? They're as vulnerable as everybody else.
Actually, they're even more vulnerable, John, because of the debt crisis. I think that what's going on here is that, as Jamie Dimon has said in a number of public forums, that he's going to do business where it's legal to do business. And so far, no American president has forced American banks out of China. The one thing that's, I think, also in the back of Jamie Dimon's mind is that he probably believes that China needs him more than he needs China. And so he can basically boss his way around. And, you know, in a sense, after what was a very short apology, the Chinese foreign ministry just let it go. It said it wasn't going to comment, which is really unusual, because on a comment like this, Beijing would carry on a spat for months, as they are now doing, for instance, with Dior. So I think that Jamie Dimon believes, yeah, he can do what he wants.
Charles, the bankers, do they have one opinion of doing business in China or Hong Kong? I guess that's halfway to China. Is this a reliable, because the Silicon Valley is backed away entirely.
Well, I think, unfortunately, in the big bank industry, if J.P. Morgan won't go into China or won't get aggressive in China, some other big bank will see an opportunity to do so. That's been the history of modern banking from 1989 forward. You get a fad, and if it doesn't make sense to pursue the fad and you back away from it, some other fool will rush in and do it. I think the issue in China is not so much showing a profit. It's possible to finagle your books to show a profit in China. The challenge is to show positive cash flow. How much do you have to invest in China to make to earn that profit? And I call into a serious question how many companies are actually generating positive cash flow through their operations and with their investments in China. I doubt many are.
Well, they'd be happy just to be neutral, wouldn't they, Charles, given Evergrande? Gordon, we have about a minute.
Charles, when you see what Jamie Dimon said, do you see, for instance, the Goldman Sachs and other banks basically emulating his initiatives into China, or do you think that they will back off because they see the problems that John talked about?
Well, I think so many, if you read the research analyst pieces, so many of them do the a lot of people in China argument that there are over a billion people and therefore a vast consumer market. Eventually we have to put our foot in there. It's a long-term strategy. And that's basically the arguments that you see there. Yes, I think most of the big banks will continue to stay inside China, sadly.
Charles Ortel of On the Money with Charles Ortel, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek and The Hill. Again, I read the comment by the president, the chief executive officer of the largest bank in the solar system. That's not an exaggeration. The Communist Party is celebrating its 100th year. So is J.P. Morgan. And I'll make you a bet we last longer. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.